the SearchITChannel.com Partner News Podcast for the week ending September 19th, 2008. This is Elaine Halm, Associate Features Editor.
Barb Darrow, Senior News Editor.
And today's guest is our own news writer, Colin Steele, calling in from VMworld in Sin City. Hi, Colin.
Hi, Elaine and Barb. How are you?
Good. How's Sin City treating you?
I only lost $75 in two nights, so I can't complain too much.
Very nice.
Actually, $74 because Microsoft gave me a dollar.
That's exactly what I was about to say. I was about to say that. So, Colin, why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on with VMworld?
The big news this week was the announcement of the Virtual Data Center Operating System, which is VMware's kind of vision for the future of virtualization. They weren't really big on specifics, but basically it's a way to cut their dependency on traditional operating systems and focus more on letting any application be able to run in any environment. And they're also using the term internal cloud to describe this, which I'm a big fan of.
You love that word, cloud.
I know. More clouds, the better. but seriously, you know, partners think the concept of it is a good idea because that's where the market is headed and it fits in with the whole selling full solutions instead of point products thing. That's especially important for virtualization. But the bigger thing is that CEO Paul Moritz sees the virtual data center operating system as replacing the traditional operating system. And he even said during his keynote yesterday that the traditional operating system is disappearing. And a lot of partners aren't really buying that. One partner actually told me that the announcement sounded like something that Microsoft would do because it's a very grand vision, but there's not a lot of actual information or a timetable for when it will be ready. And another one that said that instead of cloud, they should call it smoke and mirrors.
You know, speaking of Microsoft, did he ever mention the M word in his talk at all?
Yeah, I mean, here and there, it's kind of hard to ignore. We had a press Q&A with him yesterday, and a lot of the questions focused on, you know, competition for Microsoft and how, you know, Microsoft saying we don't have to be as good as VMware, just good enough because of the price difference and trying to gain market share against VMware, which has a huge lead so far.
And I understand that Microsoft was at the show. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. Well, they had a booth in the show, kind of their official presence at the show, but much more interesting was their unofficial presence at the show. On Tuesday morning, I'm walking into the Venetian for the conference, and there's a guy kind of standing outside of the entrance to the casino, and he's handing out this little cardboard card with a $1 Venetian poker chip attached to it. And the card says, looking for your best bet, you won't find it with VMware. And then it gives you a website to go to, which is called VMwareCostsWayTooMuch.com.
Has any of the VMware execs like responded to that in any way?
Yeah, I actually, during the Q&A yesterday, I took the card with the poker chip and walked up to the microphone stand and asked Paul Moritz about it. And he said he takes the Microsoft threat seriously, but he kind of had fun with this thing. And he was saying that he had a similar incident when he was at Microsoft and there was a Novell conference in Las Vegas back in the days when Microsoft was trying to catch up to Novell. And Microsoft somehow had every hotel in Las Vegas put Microsoft pillow covers on the beds so that when all the Novell conference attendees went to go to sleep at night, they saw the Microsoft logo. So I guess Paul's kind of used to giving and now getting the results of these guerrilla marketing campaigns.
So here's a question, Colin. Among the partners there, you know, Microsoft is famous for taking on entrenched competitors in, you know, new markets and basically bouncing them. It's done it to Netscape. It's done it to Lotus. It's done it to Novell. The partners at VMworld, do they think that this can happen with Microsoft versus VMware?
Not to the extent that it's happened with other competitors in the past, just because VMware has such a large lead so far. But you know, that said, there is a lot of room left to compete. Just because VMware has the largest share of the existing server virtualization market, Microsoft throws out this number that, you know, less than 10% of servers are virtualized. So if there's still 90% of the market to compete for, there's plenty of room to catch up pretty quickly.
And finally, I guess it looks like Microsoft did not buy Citrix, correct? Or maybe that's the last day of the show.
I would think if they were going to do that, as some of the rumors said last week and over the weekend, that they would have done it on the first day just to try to kill the thunder of VMworld. I mean, now that it's kind of been rolling along, VMware's already got the momentum behind it, and obviously Microsoft's Citrix announcement would be huge, but I don't think it would have the same effect as if they did it right at the beginning of Monday morning.
Great. Well, I think that's about all we have time for today. Thanks for joining us, Colin.
No problem. Thanks, guys. See you back in the office later this week.
Okay, bye, Colin. Barb, why don't you fill us in a little bit about what you're going to be doing next week?
I'll be out at Oracle Open World in San Francisco, and hopefully we'll find some guests to talk to us about Oracle's channel stance and, you know, whatever the alleged killer feature they're going to announce for the database next week. So I'll be calling in from San Francisco.
Great. We're looking forward to that. You can find the link to the stories we discussed below on the page. To download this podcast and other past ones, check out searchitchannel.com/download. Be sure to use searchitchannel.com for all of your IT channel professional needs. This has been Elaine Hom,
Barb Darrow,
and thanks for joining us.